You're listening to the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. I'm traveling in the western part of the state. We were in Fairview this morning and Macomb during the afternoon, and this evening we'll be in Beardstown and then back home for the night. I'm now on the line with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, it looks like everybody, most of them, got a little rain all the way from Champaign through at least the Macomb area. That's from one side of the state to the other. Although there was a great deal of difference in the amounts of rainfall, how did that vary across the whole of the Corn Belt last night and over the weekend?
Yeah, certainly from a rainfall standpoint, it was the key largest corn and soybean producing counties here in the Midwest that received rains over the weekend and late last week. So that included our key counties here in central and northern Illinois, but also into Indiana and even into the northern areas of Iowa and southern Minnesota. Those areas also picked up a significant rainfall. And as we've looked back over the past 30 days and going into this past weekend, you know, some of the driest areas had been the southern half or so of the Midwest, and the vast majority of those dry areas received a significant rainfall here over the weekend.
So did this stretch all the way from the Dakotas to Ohio?
It certainly did. Now, the highest totals, totals in excess of 3 inches over the weekend, extended from southern Minnesota down through central and southern Illinois and Indiana. But that kind of full zoom of 1 inch plus totals extended, all the way back to the Dakotas and all the way through the Ohio River Valley.
Well, it sounds like the Midwest got a good drink. What do temperatures look like and rainfall amounts going forward?
Let's first talk about rainfall, which bottom line is that it still looks on the active side across the Corn Belt over the next couple of weeks. For this week, the main rains look to be primarily Ohio River Valley and then up across the northwestern part of the belt in Minnesota, the Dakotas. Next week, though, it looks like the rainfall totals will be more uniform. But bottom line is that the active conditions will continue here, so there will be more opportunities for further soil moisture improvement. Now, from a temperature standpoint, temperatures did shift in the warmer direction here in the outlook, but still no problematic heat here coming up or nothing that extreme. But temperatures will be biased warmer than normal, especially over the next 10 days. But with this wet pattern, along with the warm but not record heat, that is simply going to promote favorable growing conditions as we approach the first official day of summer, which is coming up here on June 21st.
Can you wrap up for me by taking a look at the rest of the planet very quickly? What are the most troublesome spots that are left?
Yeah, Todd, the biggest trouble spot at this time is Ukraine and Russia. They've been on the drier side and on the warmer side over the past month's time frame, and that pattern looks to continue over the next couple of weeks. So that's impacting kind of late winter wheat development, but probably more significantly is the impact is on corn, which is developing, and certainly something to watch as we go through July when corn will be going through the yield-sensitive pollination stage.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse. I'm Todd Gleason.